city of angels. Sure be trouble. Right. I've been preaching this all my life, right, bro? Knock the windows. Watch out. There we go. City of dreams. City of Angels, California, one hell of illusion. Models turn stripper, porn stars and movies. Compton, Beverly Hills, Hollywood Hills, Sunset Boulevard, girls walking the strip, stars and screens, ghetto kids star to eat, fake coolers.
It really takes a long time to talk about WrestleMania here.
Now, nothing says talk about WrestleMania like WrestleMania theme song from 20 years ago about a state on the other side of the country.
WrestleMania 2000, what an epic WrestleMania that was.
Oh, I remember that main event.
Oh,
God,
man.
That was horrible.
It was bad.
That was like the beginning of the end of the good times.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think WrestleMania, in my opinion, 18 was.
That was Rock. That was
no, I'm sorry,
Hogan
no.
Rock.
No.
19?
19 is when Austin was a heel. That just was a stupid...
Yeah.
That was just terrible.
Yeah, no, that was not their greatest moment.
X7 was probably the pinnacle. Was it X7?
Which one are you talking about?
The triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, it was like the Intercontinental title and the European
yeah,
title?
Yeah, that thing was... Dude,
that was a hell
of a
match,
My God.
Well, let me tell you something, okay? And okay. I know
let
we
me tell you something,
brother. Let me tell you something, brother.
Okay, go ahead.
This is gonna be a controversial take based on the kind of what we've already talked about in this podcast earlier.
JB's Robin podcast
about The Rock,
Griff, Tom, Jimmy, and Studio.
Is the fact that I think this has been their best build to a WrestleMania main event, maybe in over 10 years.
I will agree with that. Now, based on the fact that I don't watch wrestling anymore, but I've been keeping
it's
up with
been
it. Just, you know, when
just
me know.
The problem with it, the one problem with it has it's become less about Cody finishing his story and less about Cody Roman than it's been about Cody Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you got a chance to catch the Monday Night Raw.
No, I don't watch anymore.
It was the end of the show.
No.
Rock put a crimson mask on Cody in one of the most amazing, like, post, like, end of show beatdowns.
Really?
We've seen it a lot, especially because they were outside, they were in the rain. It was, you know, he got.
I thought Cody Roman was a person. I was
no,
like, wait, that's
Cody,
two different people.
Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Ah. Gotcha.
You know, so they've done a really good job. And this is the first WrestleMania since they've gone to two-day WrestleManias where they're going to have people wrestling matches on both nights.
That's stupid.
Well, but is it, though?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Why?
Because I don't want to watch the same guys two nights in a row.
Fair. But
as a casual viewer now. Well, not as a casual viewer, like a non-viewer.
But I think the story is there because, I mean, are you aware of the stipulations of the match?
Something that if they win, something happens there.
So the main event on night one is Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Okay. You think Rock's going to fall apart in the ring? Listen, he's all rooted up or HGH'd
he's
going to
get blown up pretty quickly.
like, come on.
But
I understand he looks good, and but it's a different type of thing in there.
It is. But if Rock and Roman win, it's bloodline rules.
Okay.
On the second night.
So Seth is going to screw over Cody in the match.
Well, I don't know, because Seth's got his own match on Sunday night against Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight title.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, he is
awesome.
On fire right now.
Is he really?
Oh, my gosh. He is going full blazes. And a great promo happened.
Kevin Nash.
A great promo happened the other day, believe it or not, from CM Punk of all people. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Drew McIntyre was always the chosen one, right?
Yes.
So CM Punk, who's injured, but has been feuding with Drew McIntyre anyway. They started that before his injury. You know, he keeps talking about the chosen one. He's always been the chosen one. And Punk gets in the ring. He's like, who made you the chosen one? Say his name. Say his name. Because it was Vince.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, everybody's, like, dying. Like,
right.
And even Drew almost broke character. because of how he played that. But do you want to go over the card?
We will. I'm okay. Just saying, like, to me, Drew McIntyre could.
He also got screwed out of his big WrestleMania moment from COVID, too.
Yeah, he did, big time. I remember those times because I was watching wrestling a little bit more, especially between Royal Rumble. Because, yeah, COVID time. But to me, Drew McIntyre, along with a couple cohorts, could be they wouldn't be NWO. But have that type of, like, to me, he could be a fantastic tweener. A fantastic tweener. And I'm not.
He's doing a hell of a job as a heel right now. So.
Yeah, but the thing is, the cool heels become tweeners. Look at Kevin Nash was a fantastic tweener. Scott Hall was a fantastic tweener. And that's what I want to see. I've always liked Drew McIntyre.
Right.
If you watch his workout videos with him and Sheamus, he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Him and Sheamus, both of them are like hilarious.
He's another guy who left the company, went out, did the work, earned it,
yes,
and came back.
Yes.
And earned is everything that has been given to him.
Hey, let me ask you that. Is the crowd responding accordingly to him?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how is his pops compared to everybody else?
I mean, nobody's got the pop that, you know, Cody,
right,
The Rock, mm-hmm, and even Roman have.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there.
He's up there. That's good to know. That makes me happy. So let's go over the card.
Let's go over the card.
WrestleMania weekend.
So they haven't assigned all the matches to a night yet.
Okay.
The only matches that we know are happening on particular nights is that we know that it'll be The Rock and Roman and versus Cody and Seth on night one.
Night one.
And then Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship on night two, as well as Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
Main event on night two.
Main event. Undisputed Universal title.
Night two, right.
For the big belt.
Yeah, the big belt, yes.
The rest of the matches, there are eight other matches that have been announced.
Eight other matches.
Okay. Io Sky versus Bayley.
Okay, Bayley's
for the women's championship. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the women's world championship.
Rhea won that one.
I think so, yeah. I mean, Rhea is... You talk about somebody who's getting, like, main event pops.
Really?
Rhea Ripley. Everybody loves Rhea. She's a tweener now, too.
Okay, Rhea's going to win that one. Becky's done, as far as I'm concerned.
Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
No shit's given there.
Here's the problem, though. They've got to get the belt off of Gunther. Because he's been the champ for 600 and odd some days. The Intercontinental Champion. He's got to get his world title. Like
Sami Zayn? Ugh.
Well, everybody wanted Chad Gable to get that spot. Like, the fans wanted Gable.
Chad Gable?
Gable's over like Rover,
really,
with the crowd these days. Oh, yeah. There's a six-pack ladder match for the tag team titles. The Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus DIY, Tommaso and Gargano and Ciampa.
That's a DEI.
Versus, here's a tag team blast from the past, The Awesome Truth.
Jeez.
They've been teaming again recently. Versus The New Day. Versus A-Town Down Under, which is Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
I don't know any of these people.
versus New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pete Dunne is Pete Dunne again. L.A. Knight versus AJ Styles, one-on-one.
Okay.
Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, one-on-one.
Give a shit about that one.
Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens for the United States title.
Could give a shit about that one either.
And Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control.
Oh, so it's DE. There is DEI. There's DEI versus Damage Control right there. Didn't earn it.
Jade Cargill is not an attractive person.
Cargill is going to be the next Bracus. Mark my words.
I will say this about Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill came into the company and was immediately sent to Orlando and did nothing but train for 6 months over from AEW.
That doesn't matter.
That says more to about AEW's and anything else. Like, that, like
I feel
basically.
Like I'm at a coffee bar in a foreign country. I can't understand what people are talking about.
like Cargill held their TBS title, whatever the hell the secondary women's title is, for over a year.
Yeah, nobody cares.
And nobody gave a shit. And, like, she couldn't work. Like, I don't know. I've never seen her, you know, I haven't seen her work a match since going through Orlando. Okay?
Bracus. She looks like a Brachus.
Hey, better than Ludwig Borga. Remember what happened to him?
Borga was awesome.
Ludwig Borga had some interesting times in Finland after he went.
We already discussed that. He's like a, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, he is a no-no mustache man type person, or was before he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cargill doesn't do anything. That entire match doesn't do anything for me. Naomi probably wishes she stayed over at Impact, or TNA, whatever they're calling it now, because she was like main event level there, and here she's just bit play.
Yeah, again.
Like, I get it, your husband works here, but come on.
DI versus Damage Control. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Asuka and
Kairi. So it's DI versus DC? DI versus DC?
No, yeah. DI versus DC.
It's good.
Whatever. There's only a few matches that interest me now.
I think the Gunther Sami Zayn match will actually be pretty
good. It's going to be good. That's going to be
Logan Paul is so much better than he should be. Yeah. He's like Pat McAfee in that regard, right? I mean, McAfee doesn't wrestle anymore, really. Mm. But like, he's another guy who came in, like, trained, put in the work, and is like doing pretty cool things.
To me,
and he's a natural heel.
Yeah, to me, I don't know. I miss the good old days. It's just hard. At least I get to see Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins.
I think Drew's going to win that match.
He should.
I really think he is.
He should.
I think he should too. I mean, Seth Rollins is the first world heavyweight champion under this lineage of a world heavyweight championship, and he won it about a year ago. So it's time to move the belt off of him.
Yeah, it's time. Anyway, So
the irony, of course, is that we're doing our movie today, which is about a wrestler who doesn't even work for WWE anymore.
He's working for AEW.
The AEW TNT champion.
Oh, he is. I don't even like. I don't watch Raw at all.
So this shows you where AEW is right now. All right. They brought Adam Copeland in, who, by the way, does own the Rated R Superstar.
Good for
him. Name, trademark, and they have his theme song, his old
Metalingus
theme song.
They like Alter Bridge.
Yeah, they licensed that.
That's cool. Yeah, Mona. They have one of the most overrated women's wrestlers of all time too, don't they?
Which one, Riho?
No, Sasha Banks,
Mercedes Moné.
Whatever the hell her name is,
she hasn't wrestled a match yet either. I never thought Sasha was overrated, but she is definitely not a face. Like, she is not a baby face at all. But think about this. They brought in Adam Copeland, and what does he get wind up in? His first feud is a 3-month feud with Christian Cage.
Of course it is.
Yeah, for the TNT title. His old tag team partner, best friend.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense. You know, Samoa Joe's their champion right now.
That damn,
which
really?
Makes sense, yeah.
AEW's champion is Samoa Joe?
He's been the AEW champion. He won the belt off of MJF at the end of December.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was with AEW.
He's been there for like a year now.
Whatever.
He was the ROH TV champion for a while and then won the... And then he went out and won the AEW title.
My God. Wrestling sucks.
Hey, they had Eddie Kingston wearing 3 belts. I love Eddie Kingston.
Wrestling sucks these days.
AEW is not what we were promised, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's because Tony Khan is a mark.
He's a mark.
Can't keep his fucking mouth shut.
They Drew McIntyre should have a stable with CM Punk.
Say again?
Drew McIntyre should have a stable with CM Punk. It should just be them two.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
I don't know. I don't think Drew's the stable type. Like, the last stable he was in was Three-Man Band, ironically enough.
Yeah, we don't want to.
You know what the funny part about Three-Man Band is?
What?
They were a stable full of jobbers, two of which went on to win the WWE title.
Ain't that something? Anyway, Tom's over there bored. He's like, why did I come
Tom
down
has
here?
No idea why.
I was talking about
right
Steven
now.
Seagal movies. Now I'm going to talk about Money Plane.
So. Money Plane!
Money? It's also the debut of UFL this weekend, by the way.
Oofle.
Well, that was last weekend for our listeners.
No, it's WrestleMania weekend, right?
No, the first game's the 30th. It's like it's happening right now as we tape this.
It is?
Oh.
Yeah.
UFL?
UFL. The United Football League. Not to be confused with the old UFL.
Are you serious?
I'm dead fucking serious. Why would I lie about that?
Unicode Friends Luncheon.
Unicode Friends Luncheon. Yeah, Stallions beat the Renegades and the Panthers beat the Battlehawks today.
Oh, so the games are already over?
Yeah, for the day. Defenders play tomorrow at against the Brahmas.
So who's
what about the Showboats and the Roughnecks?
The Showboats.
The Memphis Showboats.
So who's everybody's
team? I told Mitchell that's my team. Get away.
So who's everybody's team?
I don't know.
Showboats, man.
So Tom is Memphis Showboats.
Yeah.
Oh, I picked the Renegades and they lost. I'm not going to be a Renegades fan.
The Arlington Renegades.
I changed my mind.
I like their uniforms. Griff, who are you pulling for?
I don't know.
Got to pick.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of the Battlehawks because they've like.
Oh no.
They've been through it. They've been through it.
They've been through.
You cannot pick the. Nobody's allowed to pick the Battlehawks because
why?
That is Craig's team.
Oh.
And he is a sacred cow. Or one of those.
Tom earlier today. Chelsea.
I don't, you know, I guess I'll be. You know what? I'm going to take DC. And you know why I'm taking DC? Because the beer snake.
The beer snake's a cool thing.
Yeah. That's all I reason I'm taking DC.
All right. Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
I hate DC sports. But I'm rooting for the Defenders, damn it.
The Defenders.
The Defenders.
I'm going to switch mine to
Of course you are, front runner, motherfucker.
yeah, I can't root for losers, and they just lost to the Stallions.
Well, pick the Stallions.
You were a Commies fan for how long?
I was never a Commies fan.
Oh, touche. Who is your team now, anyway?
Jaguars.
Oh, the Jaguars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Khan. AE
Since 2014.
AE Dub.
Not that serious.
2014.
I'm a Jaguars fan now.
Tony Khan, Mark.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's like Tom and I decided like several years ago.
2014.
That we were going to be Jaguars fans as well. This was before all the Black Lives Matter
secret
and destroyed
pact.
All sports. And so, you know, I don't
say. The Jaguars were trash back then.
They were trash. And so we adopted them. And now it makes more sense since I'm also a Floridian at this point.
That's true. You are a Floridian.
So
it's all lined up.
It all lined up.
Are you closer to Jacksonville?
No, Tampa.
No. He's down the road from Tampa.
Tampa is.
So say, I thought it was only 90 minutes to Tampa.
I could choose a Tampa, but like I've already like it makes no sense. Like, all right, you know what? Why? Like,
you're in the middle.
I picked Jacksonville a long time ago.
Uh huh.
Which is weird because when Jacksonville was given the franchise, I wanted the Baltimore to get the franchise, mm-hmm. the Baltimore Bombers,
yes,
if you will, with Ziggy Weinstein.
Boogie Weinstein.
Boogie Wine, whatever the fuck his name was. Doesn't matter. I wanted
Iggy Ziggy Woogie Boogie.
He owned merry-go-round outlets.
Yes, he did.
And but I wanted to besides like but it makes sense. Like it comes full circle, so
mm-hmm.
I'm a Jaguars fan now. I know it's weird and all that, but
ironically, Orlando did have a team in the XFL
yes.
at one point.
Orlando Guardians last year.
Yeah.
And they also had the
Vegas had a team.
Orlando Vipers? Or was it Tampa Vipers?
It was Tampa Vipers.
Tampa Vipers.
They had back in the original USFL.
Orlando
days,
Rage.
They had the Orlando.
Oh, that was the original.
No, that was the original XFL. The Orlando Renegades were in the USFL, which ironically enough was the old Washington Federals mm-hmm. who moved to Orlando. Plus, of course, you had in the World League, you had the neon green Orlando Thunder.
Yes, I remember that. World Football League. Yeah. That was the New York, New Jersey Knights. If you will. Remember those?
Wait, the New York, New Jersey Lights, the Orlando Thunder, the Ohio Glory.
Yes.
Which actually moved. They were the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks.
Yes, they were. Yes.
You had the Montreal Machine.
Yes. Yes.
The Sacramento
yes.
Surge. Which
yes.
became, which actually, believe it or not, the Sacramento.
Come to my penthouse.
The Sacramento Surge actually became the Sacramento Golden Knights.
Unexpectedly.
Of the CFL. Unexpectedly.
Ah.
Yeah, the San Antonio. The San Antonio.
Show your
Riders. The San Antonio Riders.
Yes.
You had,
yes.
Of course, Barcelona, Frankfurt, and London.
Yes. What about the German team?
He's just naming cities.
There was no German. The Barcelona Dragons, the London Monarchs, the Frankfurt Galaxy.
Say it, Hamburg.
And, of course, by the end of it, NFL Europe, as it wound up being called, was basically five German teams.
Rhein Fire.
Five German teams.
London Monarchs.
Amsterdam. Cologne Centurions.
Amsterdam Admirals. Why do I know all this?
Scottish Claymores to bring it back to Drew McIntyre.
There you go.
What the fuck was that all about?
I don't know.
That was fun. That
that's
was
what
JB's
she said.
Driving podcast shit, you know? But no, I thought it was next weekend. So.
No, clearly it's not.
So 3 o'clock
Which,
tomorrow.
Which, of course, if you're listening to it next weekend, it's really this weekend for you.
Yeah, I'm going to watch definitely at 3 because the Arsenal plays Man City at 11:30. Tom and I's team go head-to-head.
Oh, as a lifelong Man City fan.
Absolutely. I'm going to dart after church lets out, come here, watch that as the family arrives upstairs. Here and I will be.
Are you hosting?
Yes. So here and I will be downstairs here in the compound, if you will.
In the compound.
In the compound.
Hiding from everybody until that Matt. And I've already cleared it with the wife, so I don't care. She's like, she knows. I'll be down here with Hero. But at 3 o'clock, I will turn on the who's fucking playing? The Memphis Showboats.
The Showboats.
That's like how you do it. So say it again.
The Showboats.
That's Tom's team.
Uh-huh. Showboats.
Against the Roughnecks.
Houston Roughnecks.
That logo is like the Oilers. It's like right out of, like,
yeah, it's not very original.
So, but I would watch Defenders. I might watch the last half of the Defenders against the Brahmas.
Brahma Bulls.
The Panthers. Who the hell are
Michigan
the
Panthers.
Where do they come from?
Michigan. They were a USFL team.
They were?
They're an original USFL team.
Like original? Like USFL? Yeah. Like from like decades
Bobby
ago?
Hebert played for the Michigan Panthers.
Oh, I had no idea. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
So, because of the original, like, of the original names that are still in the USFL, like in the USFL today, it's Michigan, Birmingham, and Memphis.
Hmm. That's it?
And those are the only ones left.
I thought it was 4-4.
I'm talking about the, like, old USFL.
Oh, okay. What happened to the Breakers?
Where were they last
year?
New Orleans Breakers? Yeah, they didn't make it this year. Philadelphia were some of the teams left out. I don't even remember.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Maulers.
Canton. Weren't they have a Canton head team? New York, New Jersey Generals.
Yeah, the New York, New Jersey Generals. The New Jersey Generals.
I mean, this is how the old NFL used to work. Some teams just didn't make it year to year, and some teams moved cities.
I mean, did you ever see how many teams have actually been in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. I watched
the Duluth Staleys.
Uh-huh. I watched a retrospective of when football started, like, over 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy came up with a map that showed where all the teams had been, how many teams there were per year. I didn't know any of this at the time. It was fascinating to me because we're so used to it being pretty static,
yeah.
Right? Maybe one or two teams might move every once in a while. But the amount of movement and the teams that just disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was just normal.
Well, back then it was kind of like the teams were a stronger and because the teams were a longer lasting enterprise than the league itself, because, you know, they would just take their teams and go play in another league somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
There was
right.
One of the 7 variations of the AFL or yeah.
Same could be said for like college football, too. Like you look about like 80 years ago, like the big teams like. Cumberland had a big football team.
Yeah. I mean, you had, back in the day, it was, you had, yeah, like the University of Chicago was a big football team.
Yeah.
Army and Navy, of course, were huge. But again, that was back in a different time frame
different
where a lot of the
period.
Best athletes were going to the academies.
Sorry, I got off the NFL.
No, it's okay. But even if you look at a lot of the leagues, the pro leagues, baseball, hockey, even the early days of the NBA. I mean, for crying out loud, the NBA had a team in Sheboygan. You know? The Philadelphia 76ers started life in Syracuse. You know, the Sacramento Kings were in Rochester. Mm. The Pistons were in Fort Wayne.
The Lakers were in Minnesota.
Minneapolis. They were the Minneapolis Lakers.
You know why they're called the Lakers?
Because of the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the ABA was like that when it got started, too. I mean,
you know why the Wizards are called the Wizards? Poof, your life is gone.
I like, by the
poof,
way.
Poof, your car is gone.
A. Poland, by the way, never put the KKK connection together before changing the name, which is hilariously stupid.
Poof, your wallet's gone.
It's okay. Now they got the Mystics, too, the women's team.
Poof, nobody cares. Nobody's in the audience.
Yeah, right? Nobody gives a shit about the WNBA.
No,
they'll be back for Caps games.
They don't even the Mystics don't even get to play in the real arena anymore.
They don't.
No, they got kicked out.
They got relegated.
So
they're playing in like the YMCA.
No, they built that like secondary arena on the old hospital, the old mental hospital down there.
That's of course
the
they
entertainment
did.
And sports arena.
They should.
And that's they. So it's like a 5,000 seat arena, kind of like the one at UMBC.
Is
right?
it the is it the Shepherd Pratt Entertainment and Sports Arena?
No, it's just called the Entertainment and Sports Arena.
They actually have the
that's
mental,
what they tell you.
They actually have the mental patients like you know in the skyboxes running around. So it's, like when you're watching the game, you can actually look up the skyboxes and the silhouettes, and they're like. Killing the attendance, like, oh, this is great.
It's the arena. It's the arena that AEW runs when they're in DC.
Oh, really? That's bad.
And they don't sell that out either.
That's bad. They don't sell it either. AEW sucks.
The only thing AEW ever sells out is like the Wembley Stadium, and
wow,
yeah, they sold out Wembley Stadium.
So did Wham.
I know. Wham did it more than once, though.
Yes, they sold out Wembley Stadium.
They did. They sold like well, okay.
Okay, here comes the counter.
83,000 people were at Wembley Stadium, but then Tony Khan talked his way into a corner and basically had to admit that like only 70-some thousand tickets were sold, which is still
yeah.
a tremendous,
tremendous
number
only
for
like
a company.
400 people show up here.
Because they had never run outside of the United States, outside of like North America before, yeah. but they also knew that like Will Ospreay was going to be on the card, right?
That's huge. That's
a couple
really
other
big.
British guys.
Now they can't sell out freaking sports bars.
Dude,
when I wrestled for SCW,
yeah.
holy cow,
they'll be
dude.
Down to the local coal fire.
We wrestled at King's Bar in Raleigh, downtown Raleigh. We would sell out all the time. But the thing is, like it was the size of the Reserve. Actually, probably smaller than the Reserve. The Two Rivers okay. Reserve, probably a little bit smaller than that. And they would cram people in there.
Oh, man. But a lot of, like, even, like, the TV
regrets. Regrets. So many regrets. I can't even, like.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
The problem with AEW these days, the fact that, you know, they have houses like, you remember. Like reading about some of the houses they would have in WCW before, like the NWO,
oh,
where it would be like they'd have like a 12,000 seat arena and like 2,000 people were in the building.
I like watching the pay per views on Peacock about WCW, like Greed and all that.
Oh god!
And like just there's nobody in the audience.
And they papered those houses too.
They yeah, exactly. And like, and you watch like the last 6 months, the guys they had wrestling. Like, who the fuck are these guys?
I often wonder what would have happened if like they had not sold it to Vince and had sold it to somebody who actually, you know, wanted to keep the company open.
There's this one match where like Buff Bag who were they were wrestling like some of the young guys
mm-hmm.
and like Buff Bagwell and Lex Luger acted like they were dead in the ring. Like it wasn't part of the show. They just like oversold everything and they were just like laying there because they didn't care anymore. They had guaranteed
they were
guaranteed contracts. So you actually see them reach in and pull them out.
My favorite thing about WCW is the fact they created an entirely new championship. The Cruiserweight Tag Team titles. Do you remember this?
Yes.
They created the Cruiserweight Tag Team titles. They crowned the first Cruiserweight Tag Team champions 8 days before the company closed.
Yes. And not only that, Griff.
They had a title change.
Not only that, Griff. They had two matches on the final Nitro for the Cruiserweight Tag Team champions.
Yeah.
Two matches. Like, and you know where the last one was? It was at freaking Panama City. It was a spring break last
Yeah, month. It was with the LaVella thing. Not a real house. Not. I mean, then again, nobody could really plan for it other than...
In a parking lot.
They could have.
It was in a parking lot.
They couldn't have sold out Brumwell's back then. No. Okay, so that's like the one thing I've said in the last 5 minutes Tom's understood.
No, Tom just doesn't give a shit anymore. He wants to talk
Tom's
about
out
the
of drink.
Money
that's Tom's problem. Tom has no more drink.
Well, that's it for Tom.
Tom, what'd you give this movie? No.
He has risen.
It's not yet.
No, not yet?
No. Well, no. Next,
well,
next
by
week.
The time, yes. By the time this airs.
By the time this airs, you'll be in the path of totality.
Well, no, that's not. That won't be until Monday. But yes, the path of totality. Dun, dun, dun. This sounds like an SNL skit waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's a lot of things.
They're upstairs watching, what is it, Extreme Challenge?
Extreme!
Yeah, MXC. They're upstairs watching MXC right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are.
What?
MXC is on Prime.
What the fuck is MXT?
MXC.
What is MXC?
Most Extreme Challenge, I think. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This is something that's like 20 years old.
It's so good. It's
so the middle child today decided that he was going to start watching Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Like,
never seen it, but it sounds like it's a great thing.
Well, it's like some 1990 anime thing that was dubbed into English, and he just decided that A, he wanted to watch it,
yes,
and B, he loves it now.
Of course he does. That's a good thing.
What are you doing?
Don't you worry about that. Just let him go.
My daughter and I, we play Pal World, which is this new survival game that's like Pokemon, but you build a base and it's in
yes, do that person too.
And she goes, "Can we add anyone else?" I'm like, "I don't think any of your friends have laptops and play this game." You're lucky because you're using it for school, so you have it. So it's like, you know, I don't think any of your friends have a laptop that does this.
No.
She's like, "Oh." And I felt bad for a second, but I'm like, don't feel bad. You can't control their friends.
I didn't get a computer until I was 10 years old, so. Operating system.
I had a Commodore when I was like 8.
Nice. The first thing I did was play Hardball 2 on it. That was like my big thing was playing baseball.
See, we used to play summer games and world games and winter games. And then they came out with California games, and that was kind of stupid because all it was like skateboarding.
Beanbag.
And, you know, a hacky sack.
Yeah, but like, and by that point, Skate or Die was already out on Nintendo.
Skate or Die. Well, that was, I played that on the Commodore as well. I had Skate or Die.
I had it on the NES. NES. We played on the NES.
All sorts of.
I was terrible at Skate or Die.
I just like going to the shop and looking at the guy and going, he looks weird. And then going out and like failing the things and going by the skateboard shop going, maybe I need to buy something. Oh, I don't have any money. And then going out and failing again. that was my thing. I'm like, maybe I'm just not doing this right. Yeah, you think?
Goofy foot.
Yeah, doing all these stupid tricks.
I don't know.
We should probably talk about the movie.
We should. Either that or I was going to start talking about Blades of Steel.
Of Steel.
That was back when we were a proper country and there was fighting in hockey.
Yes.
They're still fighting the Caps games. That's one of my favorite things when I go, seeing the fighting.
Yeah, but they've really toned it down. Like, it's not encouraged anymore.
Well, yeah.
Well.
Anyway. Movie? Anyway,
movie.
Money Plane?
Money Plane.
Starring Edge?
Yes.
And
you think you know him.
Adam, yeah, but you don't. Adam Copeland, Kelsey Grammer.
Is that Denise Richards I remember seeing in the
movie? Yeah, Richards. Say, like, Denise Richards.
What?
She was in Starship Troopers, and she was probably the hottest woman on the planet.
Yeah.
Back in the mid to the late.
She's still not bad.
Dude, she was.
She's still pretty.
She was smoking, though. Like,
well, yeah, she was a smoke show. That's
she was
sure.
Just beautiful. I shouldn't say the hottest woman on the planet, but she was hot.
Yeah. She's up there.
And there was, who am I leaving out? That one guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. I don't know who you're talking about.
No, hold on.
That
there's probably someone else.
There is somebody else. Hold on. Thomas Jane.
His friend, the godfather of his daughter.
Yes,
and Joey Lawrence.
Yes, Joey Lawrence.
All the Lawrences.
Joey Lawrence.
There's three Lawrences in this movie.
Yes.
I see that now.
Yeah. Well, I watched the credits.
On Tubi.
Yeah, and I was apparently the only one that got commercials.
Apparently, so, you were. How much movie did this movie make? How much money did this movie make, Jimmy? I have it right here, by the way.
Go ahead.
What is your guess? How much money did this movie make?
$400.
I don't know, a million.
Jimmy, closer. $618.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, this had to be.
It had a budget of $586,443. It had $618 of box office.
What was the budget for this game?
It was released only in Russia.
It was released during COVID, though.
Yes.
So it was probably released on streaming.
It was.
And never got a box office.
Yeah, that was the only box office, $618 in box office. Still not, of course, the lowest grossing movie of all time, but...
What was the lowest grossing movie of all time?
It was Sizzix Road, I think. Or at least it used to be.
Sizzix Road?
Sizzix Road, yeah.
I don't know that movie.
Well, there's a road called in California called Zizzix, which is XXYZZ, I think, is how you spell it. And it's about... And I think it made like a... $30. And
okay.
The movie was so bad that, like, it was one of the people who bought a ticket, worked on the movie, and was actually reimbursed for going. So it actually made less.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
But.
Hmm.
It really is probably up there with one of those movies that will be perfect for this show.
I need to send Goldberg another trade offer after the show.
Remind you do. Well, that. After you yes, put you up do. The first podcast, you need to send him another trade
I
thing.
I am.
To make his Saturday night perfect.
So I noticed, yeah. So I like turned off, like we don't like touch technology from 3 hours on Good Friday from 12 noon to 3 during the time Jesus was on the cross.
Okay.
So I come back. Like,
sure, Jesus would care.
Okay. I come, you know, if Jesus can die on a cross for me, the least I could do is put my fucking phone down. Okay.
Okay. All
right. And so I come back.
He was crucified by the Pharisees.
I come back.
Is that accurate? Am I missing something here?
No. Romans washed their hands of it. They're like, you guys do what you want. Yeah,
the Pharisees did it, right?
Well, because the Romans let the Jews have a king, yeah. Right? They were pretty hands off. They were like, hey, you guys can do what you want, but you got to pay taxes. They're like, all right. So they did what they wanted. And the Roman guy was like, what are you bringing him here? I don't care about this shit.
I think the
Pharisees were like, no, we got to kill him. And Pontius Pilate was like, all right, you guys do what you want. I don't care.
Is that accurate, Brooke Griff?
That is accurate.
That's accurate. The reason why I don't like to use the term die, I don't like that. I think it's different. I think when you get crucified, especially in this setting, it's about sacrifice. You know,
well, it was a sacrifice, but he did die.
Sent to death by the Pharisees, by the way.
He did die and descend into hell. I mean, that
we're dogs, by the way.
That is just what he did.
We're dogs.
What the fuck?
Go on.
I don't know.
Go on.
Right now.
Go on.
I don't know. So with Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, just talk about the movie.
With Kelsey Grammer,
he lives in Hawaii.
He was the first person they wanted to play that part, and they were surprised when he said yes, because they figured he wouldn't do it. And according to the article on this, it was Kelsey thought it was going to be fun to play, and I could see him.
He could tell he was having fun.
I could see him. He was like, that sounds like fun, you know, or whatever. And he did add a little bit of gravitas to a
otherwise gravitas-less
movie. Right. And so the movie is. And it kind of waffles back and forth. I don't know if I wasn't paying like 100% attention, but apparently Kelsey Grammer's character has people that do dirty deeds, you know, done dirt cheap, and so he pays off the debt of Edge's character, and so he has him do stuff, and he says, "I want my painting," and then he switches, "I want my money." So I'm like, okay, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. So now they're on this money plane, which is basically like a cruise ship in international waters that can gamble.
Yeah, it's a casino, yeah.
But it's in the air, and instead of gambling on like craps or poker, it's Russian roulette and death matches with cobras.
Yes.
So, and their plan is to hack the server and take their crypto, which makes little sense.
It's a very 2020 plot.
And then take the rest of the money. And then they find out they've been double-crossed, and they double-cross the double-crosser, and the movie ends with Kelsey Grammer kind of funnily.
It is Scarface.
Scarface yelling with a machine gun. It's a fun. I mean, it's listed as an action comedy, which I doubt they wanted to do that.
Yeah,
They had to because it came off incorrect. But like I said to you, I said, this movie has really good bones, but if it should be remade more seriously, and I think it would be a really, really, really fantastic movie. Edge spends half the time piloting a plane.
Yes.
Which is a waste of his skills.
Yes, 100%. Especially when you consider that Edge was in this movie based on partially his work in one of the Highlander movies. He was in that too. But also, just the fact that this is what, you know, taking bumps and fight scenes is what he does, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this was before, I can't remember if this was before or after he came back to wrestling.
But still, he's got that experience.
Right.
And so the three people that went on
he has the experience to make fighting that's fake.
He needs to
look
sell
realistic.
It. And the fight he had in the cockpit, he sold it. It was really great. And then he ends up
sitting
piloting
there,
the whole time.
Piloting a plane.
Conversing with Kelsey Grammer. So the three people that end up going on the plane, because there's a bigger team, one of the guys doesn't like it, he's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman who's really petite and hot, and she's one of the stewardesses. And then there's a black guy who's the tech guy. And so he
That was Orlando Jones at first.
he should have been piloting the plane because Edge should have been getting into more physical altercations.
Yes.
And that never happened. And it was just a waste of his skills. Not that it made the movie, I think, worse or better, but it's just if you employ someone to do something, it should be it should lean on their skills a bit. And in this case, it doesn't really do that. You know, Kelsey Grammer, he does that, high society, well-to-do. He does that really well.
Yes.
You know, Fraser Crane is his best role, most known. He does that really well.
I mean, so, he's been playing the same character.
Basically, he's evil Fraser Crane.
Yeah.
And he did it really well. And he lended a gravitas to the movie. But the rest of it was just, it probably had to do with the fact that it took $5 to make. So,
yeah,
the premise is
there. I mean, of the other characters who were the gamblers, if you will.
Oh, it's almost like Casino Royale with James Bond.
Yeah.
But that was more serious because some of the characters that, like you were going to say, that show up are just goofy.
I mean, the only one that was even remotely entertaining was the cowboy guy. And, of course, he just blows his face off.
Yeah, the Russian roulette just blows.
Which, of course, was as predictable as the sunrise.
Yeah.
Just the way that entire scene played out.
Predictability is not necessarily a bad thing. But, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, because he kept winning, it's one of those things where predictability, and it starts to wear on you. And then I wasn't exactly expecting the nature of the double cross. I was expecting something else, because he get money, and then I was expecting him to do it like later, not in flight.
Yeah.
Or then to find out about it. But that was okay. That was all right.
And then we just, let's give the money to the charity in the middle of the plane. Like, in the middle of the flight, we've now donated the money to UNICEF. Yeah, let's give the money to the United Nations. That's a brilliant fucking idea.
Hey, normies still think that's okay.
Oh, God. The last thing you want to do is give money to United Nations. United Nations sucks.
Sucks, man.
Oh. You want to cause a problem? Send the United Nations.
Yeah. Does it take off a star?
Didn't have a whole lot of stars to lose.
There you go.
Well, the disadvantage of this movie is that it's not playing with the Steven Seagal scale.
But, and I was telling this earlier, it had certain Seagal elements in it. For example.
Oh, yeah, he could have been in this movie.
It would have been 100%.
You know what? He could have.
It would have been 100% believable if he was Kelsey Grammer's character, the Rumble. But also, if you recall... We also, once again, for the second time...
Get my money.
For the second time, had a drone with a gun...
Taped to it.
Being taped to it, being used to shoot people.
Right. It wasn't even like it wasn't even
this
a drone.
Time, he was like 10 miles away.
Right, exactly. He's on a short-range drone, like so far away, with a gun taped to it. That's not even like worked into the chassis... Where it's like the magazine or whatever is built in and it fires on. No, it's just a handgun that's taped to a drone.
And he's got sharpshooter type accuracy.
Oh, he is so good. He headshots everybody.
Yeah.
Like, perfect. And, I mean, at that point, I'm like, okay, fine. It didn't bother me too much.
Where he's just sitting there shooting people drinking a beer was kind of funny.
I mean, the fact that like 10 guys found him, he's in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. That was kind of dumb. But then he headshotted all of them. I'm like, okay, we're just dumb and dumb now. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even the cast wasn't terrible, right? Like, if you look at it,
it wasn't.
But they had nothing to work with.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe they were celebrating Transvestite Day of Awareness.
Oh, God. Man, what a stupid time to be alive. The worst part is, you think about Transvestite Day of Awareness. I think if they're a transvestite, they're fucking aware already.
We're aware, too, because the way they look.
Oh, it's a day of visibility. Like that's they're trans. Wearing invisibility cloaks the rest of the time. I wish they would wear invisibility cloaks. Solve a lot of problems.
Seriously, it's like, trust me, we know you're a transvestite.
We know
it's not hard to see.
It's like this Wednesday is the sun visibility day. So yes, like, we know it's there. Thank you.
It's like we've
it
got
comes up every freaking day.
We've got Biden with his transvestite day of visibility. Well, wait,
just,
no, it's
just trans, because transvestite just means
whatever.
They wear women's clothes. That's
whatever.
All they
transgender vestite whatever. Sexual portation, whatever. That day of visibility. On that, you got so on that side, you got that. On the other side, you got Trump licensed Bibles. I mean, it's like where what. What are we doing in this country where religion has become so cheapened
that both, DeSantis, that's what we're not
both of our presidential candidates...
Meanwhile, DeSantis is down there getting rid of the squatter
like
laws,
this.
Took Disney to task. Freaking
you know,
awesome.
If he focused more on trying to like highlight his accomplishments in the beginning than being Trump Jr., he'd have been in so much better shape. But I think you agree
he's,
with that.
He's younger than us. He'll get another shot.
You're a Larry Hogan guy.
Larry Hogan's not running for president.
Running for Senate.
Have you seen the other Republicans running for Senate?
I think he'll be fine in the Senate.
I'm not very
I don't think he's going to get elected, to be honest. But,
really?
I mean, I think he'll win the primary, but I don't think he wins the general.
Really?
Really.
No. Right. Democrats have too much.
I would like to see that. Let's put it that way.
Well yeah.
The problem is that the numbers are not good for any Republican running in a presidential
it's a presidential election that's killing them.
But the last time a Republican even was close in a Senate in a Senate election in a presidential year was 1980 when Mac Mathias was reelected and Reagan was on the ballot. You need to go check that out. I think you should probably go check that out.
Guys,
yeah, we'll keep talking. And maybe we'll still be doing the show when you're back or not.
Sounds like the big H.
Yeah, it's something. Something's going on upstairs, and Jimmy's got to go address that. I can tell, and I'm sure you can too as a father, you can tell when the tears are real.
Yeah, I think he either fell down or he's not getting something that Kenji has.
That's fair, and it's kind of late, so.
And it's late. And, you know, so I would have gone upstairs. I would have figured my wife would have had this in hand.
Fair enough.
You know, especially when I'm.
I would have gone upstairs.
Doing something.
I agree with Jimmy, especially when you're already playing zone defense when both of you are up there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ayanna pretty much runs herself. She's fine. You know,
it's true.
You just got to worry about Kenji killing himself.
Pretty much. Yeah, this is relatable. Yeah, mm-hmm. To my situation as well. I
wish they would remake this movie.
I think.
I
you're
know
right.
It's only been 2020, but if they remade it, then they could keep. Kelsey, he did a good job.
Right.
And they could remake it and they could do. Again, with last week, the bones are there. It's a good concept.
Yeah.
But you're not the execution. And of course, it came out during COVID. So they weren't. And, you know, it didn't have a box office release, really. It went directly to video. And it just kind of just disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you knew about it. I had no idea.
The only reason I knew about it is because Edge was in it and because it was very heavily promoted on WWE programming during the pandemic. That's it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about it.
Well, I'm sure that they got their money one way from the streaming providers.
Yeah.
That's what part of the strike was about.
I know.
Because they weren't getting what they either from the reporting or the residuals or whatever it was from streaming. Because in the early days, it wasn't really a thing, and now it's become the dominant force.
Right.
They're like, hey, we want our money. And I agree, and I'm glad they won versus the AI, but I think AI is going to win in the end.
We'll see.
but I'm not for the Screen Actors or the writers at all, because they're all left-wing lunatics. But they fought. I don't think the influence of AI could destroy art and culture as we know it.
No, I agree.
And basically reality as we know it. And the fact that they fought means that that's going to be delayed at least a little while longer, because that means it's not going to be as easy for other companies to do it, because this is the precedent.
Yeah, no, I agree. The real crazy thing about this movie is that even with the budget, I thought that for even with the $500,000 budget or whatever it was, I thought the movie looked fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I agree.
I had no...
It looked fine,
it was
yeah.
a very... I mean, it kind of goes to show you what technology and the advancements in technology particularly with digital filming and digital editing, shows you how much more you can do for less now.
Well, like I mean, they probably filmed Kelsey's scenes at one of his houses.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and realistically, the only thing you need to change about this movie is the script.
Mm-hmm. Tweak it.
And that's it.
Tweak the script.
It's like you need better dialogue. You need better action.
Well, you need better. You need more serious characters instead of goofballs.
Yeah.
You know, every single one of these was a caricature of something stupid.
I agree.
And, you know, replace all of the evil villain types with, like, serious.
I mean, they can be evil villains, people. But be serious evil villains, right?
Like, believable.
Yeah.
You know, they were all caricatures, and I mean, you've they,
got
and
the,
just,
the hick cowboy. You've got the guy who looks like a soprano, you know.
And you got the inbred Eastern European-looking guy. You have the, is she slightly Asian, maybe not girl, and, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
what? Edge didn't fit in that crew.
No. And no.
Like, he just, like, he played the part straight. Well, everybody else was a caricature.
Yes, that would need to go. I honestly kind of like the aspect where they bet on like these death matches.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like something you would do, in you know, in with the premise of being in international space or whatever, right?
Yeah,
you could do illegal things like
yes,
like whatever that last one was, the shark, the thing that ate the guy's face off,
yeah,
or whatever, or the snake, or the and like it just seems like evil things people would do, like heartless things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they just weren't sitting around playing Baccarat or something.
Yes, Rosen?
Yeah, it took a while to get that part of it going, because it's like, oh, we're going to just play poker. And then we moved on to Russian roulette.
That was dumb. That was dumb. Yeah. They take that out, you know, put in something else.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah. Anyway, so it's too bad for this movie, honestly.
Wrap this up because rain's coming in about 30 minutes. I don't want you guys getting stuck.
Oh, okay.
Big thunderstorms are. So.
Oh, big thunderstorms? Okay, cool.
Oh,
shit, yeah.
So I don't want you guys getting stuck in it.
I see that. Yeah, it's pretty much right on top of us almost. Well, all right.
30 minutes. It's 30 minutes. So.
Well, the radar says otherwise. anywho, I give this a... I give it a 1, and that's mainly, you know, I'll give it a 2. I give it a 2 mainly on the script. You know what? No. Now I'm, like, talking myself into something higher.
Yeah.
The acting was fine. The scenery was fine. The actors were fine. Everything was fine except the writing, and that killed the movie.
Yep.
So I'll give it 3 based on that.
I would give it a 4 mainly because I like Kelsey Grammer. And I thought, like you said, the plane looked fine. The acting, by and large, was fine. I can't get it any higher because they didn't use Edge,
Great, that's what
he was misused.
And then the writing was kind of dumb.
Right, yeah. Killed the entire movie.
So 4, below average.
Yeah, Jimmy,
I want to give it a 3. I wasn't gonna give it a 4, but 3. Tom, they didn't use Edge enough.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but it was serviceable.
If you remade this movie with just the people and the scenery that was there, you could have a much better movie.
All right, well, we'll be back next week with more. We'll do Action Movie April for
Action Movie April.
All right.
Peace.